Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Whoop, there it is.
It's
podcast time.
Which is what I said before the show.
And I said, why don't you open with that? And you said, no, because it seems disingenuous. Well, I say it felt very genuine. Whoop, there it is. It's podcast time. Are we delirious from the cold? Is that what's happening
and
here?
And it's pretty late.
We're both wearing puffy jackets.
Yeah, and you've come from work. Mm-hmm. And I've been, my computer crashed this week. I was telling you about it. And I've been struggling to get this video out on an old computer.
Cold keys, you were telling me. These keys are so cold.
No, this one that I'm using has cold keys.
Cold
the one inside
keys.
Is fine.
Okay, right. Yeah. The one inside has hot keys.
Yeah, it's got the hottest keys.
Heated keys situation. Yeah, right.
But this one is like, I think they're metal or something. I don't know, they're still so cold. Mm. Anyway, hopefully they'll warm up during the show.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be using cold keys for an hour and a half.
Absolutely.
A savage.
Oh, yuck. Ugh. It's what they did back in the Victorian era. You threw your toilet waste out the window and you used a laptop with cold keys. Ugh, I'd rather be dead from the plague.
Absolutely. Mm. Speaking of being dead.
Oh, yes.
The world might be ending at some point. That's the idea, isn't it?
Is that the idea?
It's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, sure, it's in the zeitgeist. Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we've got a
fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We've got a fundraiser coming up to make a small effort to hopefully... And like, no, not
end,
to lend a tiny...
In the world, yes.
In the world, no, to put...
Speed it up.
To put a tiny fraction of support towards that not happening. What we're doing, we mentioned this last week, but on the 21st of June, now the tickets are on sale for our live show that we're doing, which also is linked to a screening of the movie 2040 by Damon Gameau. He's an Australian filmmaker and actor. He also did the Sugar film from a few years ago, which is a documentary about sugars and everything, and you're all dying.
Now, 2040 is the... It's the 28th sequel to the movie 2012,
That's
right?
Correct, yes.
Also the climate change
Have you
movie.
Seen all the ones in the middle of that?
I figured I'd skip
it's
them.
It's mostly people screaming at icebergs and whatever because they collapse.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Being chased by wind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
No.
But it is people being chased by wind, isn't
There's
it?
There's literally people being chased down the street by like climate coming at them, like like buildings freezing as they run away from it. So.
Very cool. Mm. So it's going to be a live show and a screening, and we're not going to be alone on that live show because, well, not alone, well, there'll be two of us, but also...
There'll be an audience.
That's right. Hopefully there'll be an audience. Will Anderson and Charlie Clawson, who have both guested on this show, they're from TOFOP and various other projects, including stand-up and radio and comedy and acting and theatre and sport and...
Abs.
And abs. Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be joining us as well. So the idea is live show, maybe a toilet break. movie screening,
and then another
toilet break if you need it, and then afterwards grab a beer at Rivoli Cinema,
and then a toilet break before you go home.
Yes, that's
or
right.
Or go home and then enjoy a toilet break,
depending how far,
which lasts as long as you want.
Mm, that's true.
A bit depending on if you have housemates or anything like that, or you know. How many toilets you got?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah. So tickets are only $30. A large chunk of that. I don't think we're making any money off it. Maybe we are, but before I say we're not, we're making very little because it's actually
making $29 a ticket.
That's right. I don't think actually we're doing any because the proceeds for this year's charity campaign, which is also be kicking off soon, is going towards basically the idea is to to farm seaweed, and this seaweed farm is stretching from here to the US. And the idea is, and I'm going to explain this very badly, but it helps.
All the seaweed holds hands.
That's right, yes. It basically helps the CO2 emissions and that's cuts down on that. Because seaweed can grow something like half a meter a day or certain types. So it's like the quickest way to kind of combat this problem. You can use it to feed animals. It's better than grain and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the idea of this 2040 movie and this campaign is...
Put that on your bloody toast, millennials.
Exactly.
Someone's avocado toast. Put some bloody seaweed on your toast.
The idea is by 2040, the movie's kind of optimistic about how all the things are already... The technology is here to kind of have the world recover and have people being self-sustainable and all those kinds of things. The technology is here. It's just about implementing it. So So the movie's not like, you're going to die and don't bother. It's like, okay, hey, maybe we can do
something.
But
that's what the tagline is.
It's true.
But that just gets you into the theater, yeah. And then you realize it's a bit of a twist.
So please come down. At the moment, there's 100 seats, depending on how they sell. I believe that I don't know what ticket sales are up to, but we might move into a bigger theater. So
Or a smaller theater.
Quick. That's right. Yeah, depending.
If sales are embarrassingly slow.
So that's 21st of July. It's in the afternoon. I think maybe it starts at 2. I can't remember. It's linked below. $30. If you're in Melbourne or you can get to Melbourne, please come down. We'd love to see you there. Come and bloody say hi afterwards or during. That's fine. Yeah.
Yell out during any point of it except for the toilet breaks. Right. Do not yell at us during our precious toilet breaks.
I plan on taking a 42-minute toilet break during the movie, and I want you to leave me alone, okay?
Mm.
So this is also the ad for the episode.
Oh, yeah,
this
cool.
This is the only ad.
Very good.
There you go. I know I banged on about the bloody environment, like one of those bloody new age, bloody soy milk drinking, bloody soy boys. That's me.
You're a real soy boy, absolutely. Yeah.
But I think it's important and a good cause. Also, every dollar that we raise for this is also going to be matched by some foundation I can't remember.
Oh, what?
So if we raise like $40,000 or $50,000, whatever we got last year, they'll match that, which is great. That's seaweed for everybody. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, I'm going to put so much seaweed on my toast.
Good. Excellent. Anyway, enough of this environment shit. let's talk about comic book movies.
Yes, please.
Amy Pascal has talked about Tom Hardy and how he will...
Haven't we all talked about Tom Hardy?
Yeah, we have. But her in particular.
Oh, okay, right.
She wouldn't stop because he's going to be returning for the Venom sequel. I think because he has to.
Venom.
That's right, Venom. Mm. And also she commented on the potential of the Tom Hardy, Tom Holland uniting on all fronts for a Spider-Man Venom movie.
Yeah.
She says, everyone would love to see that. You never know some days.
James made a facial expression indicating skepticism.
That's right. You never know, someday it might happen. We have big plans for Tom Holland to be part of everything, every movie we ever do. He needs to be in every movie that I ever work on. He needs to. So there you go. Well, he's Uncharted, isn't
he? That sounds like a woman snapping. That sounds like just somebody in an executive position finally snapping. The pressure's got to them.
Yeah.
And just constant questions about Tom Holland. She's like, Tom Holland will be in everything. Just everything I ever do. He's in my dreams. He won't leave me alone.
So,
I see him in my toast. Yeah, I put the toast comes up. It's got Tom Holland's face burned into it.
Both sides.
Is Tom Holland my new Jesus? I think he might be. All hail Tom Holland.
All hail Tom Holland. So Kevin Feige pretty much said the same thing. It's like, yeah, Sony are pretty much planning to do that. And they're allowed to.
Yeah.
Because they own Spider-Man and they own Venom. So,
but do they own Tom Holland as an actor?
Well, they own him for the Uncharted movie. They got him in that.
Yeah, right.
So he's going to be in it. He's probably in Jumanji. He'll probably make a cameo probably in Jumanji 2 or Jumanji 3, Jumanji 2 Furious. Mm. So, yeah. What do you think
of that? The third one's called Thruppence Jumanji.
So, what do you think about that?
It's set in that Victorian era where people throw their old video games out with the toilet water out the window.
Oh, and then they use their cold keyboards to play Fortnite. Mm-hmm. But instead of Fortnite, it's just people punching each other in their teeth.
It's just surviving a fortnight, 2 weeks, without dying of something horrible. That's the game Fortnite in the Victorian era.
There you go.
I'd rather see Tom Holland and Tom Hardy in a movie where they aren't Spider-Man and Venom.
What about movies where they're both super spies and they're both...
In love with Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Cool.
It should be called This Means War 2, Chris Pine's character died. That's what it should be called. So we got Tom Holland. He's a new guy.
He's his son, maybe.
Yeah.
That's probably the twist.
Yeah, there we go, yes.
So, I look, if it was a better Venom movie, I'd be more excited for this.
For sure, yeah.
But apparently, the reactions to Spider-Man, he's gone to Europe, is very good. And people are like, there's some stuff in here that'll blow your mind in the post-credits. You'll look at it and you'll never be the same.
Whoa.
So, anyway, if it leaks, don't tell us. We don't want to know.
Absolutely not.
Please stop sending us spoilers for things, leaked things. We don't want them. Mm-hmm. People do it every now and then. Some people sent us, we saw afterwards, that Captain America wields the hammer in Endgame.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We don't want that.
Don't want it ahead of time.
We do not want that.
Don't want it ahead of time.
Yeah. So I'm seeing it on Friday, I think. And you're seeing it Monday?
Maybe Monday,
because it's just out next week. So how very exciting for everybody involved. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, but apparently it's going to blow my bloody mind with all the things. And the post-credits are going to change my whole outlook on the universe, apparently, evidently.
That's right.
So I've set the bar really high,
you should, Mason. You absolutely should, and you have. Sequel news for Halloween. Remember how Halloween got a sequel that ignored all the other Halloweens?
Yes.
But it was just called Halloween, but it was actually the real Halloween 2, even though there already was a Halloween 2 called Halloween Season of the Witch, and the actual Halloween sequel was called Halloween 3. But also there was a reboot where there was a sequel to the movie Halloween that Rob Zombie directed that was maybe just called Halloween 2.
And did you know there's also a holiday tradition called Halloween?
Halloween 2?
Yeah, Halloween 2.
So the second one was called Halloween 2. What are we up to, like 7?
Who knows?
We don't really celebrate Halloween here, do we, Mason? Because it's bloody Australia, mate. We don't
We celebrate what happens is you put out a meat pie on your bloody front porch.
That's right.
And it slowly rots. That's what happens. Yep. The cat eats it.
That's right. And if you're lucky, Paul Hogan might scamper up onto your deck and take a bite.
Exactly. That's
that's
right.
How Halloween. He flies in from LA.
He eats the pie, and then if you're really lucky, if you keep your window open, he leans in and he whispers a quick tip to evade taxes, and then he leaves.
Just don't pay, mate. Just don't, pay. Don't even bother.
What are they
going to
do?
I'm in LA.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's right.
matter. So
that's not an offshore shell company. This is an offshore shell company.
That's right. So anyway, the new Halloween movie is going to be called Halloween 2, even though technically in this continuity it's Halloween 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've already had Halloween 2 several times prior to this. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? Jamie Lee Curtis is set to return. It's got a 2020 release date. The last one was It was just fine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we thought, was he running? Maybe we'll definitively find out the
next
one.
Maybe that's what this is, yeah.
Yeah. What's he up to? He must have those, like, soap shoes where he can glide down railings and stuff. And they've got all the wheelies. Got the little wheel he can kick out on the back.
Yeah, he's got heelies.
That's what I think is happening.
Maybe he just takes some joy in it. Like, you know, he'll be about to walk slowly down a set of stairs, and then the teenager he's chasing, you know, screams and looks the other way, and he just hops on the railing. He just slides down on his butt.
Yeah.
And he goes,
wee.
But you can't hear it because it's beyond the...
He's got the mask. Yeah, the mask exactly. On. I'm not super jazzed for this, to be honest.
For Halloween 2.
Yeah.
/ 3.
I mean, it very much left it open to the last one because he didn't die.
It's true.
And then I think he was in the credits and he was like, you thought it was over, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Well, it's because... I guess the downfall of this sort of thing is that at this point, there's nothing you can do.
Give him purpose.
Yeah.
Or reason, I should say.
Well, yeah, reason, but I also feel like, we didn't even...
But we know that from other movies, but this version...
But also, it's the sort of thing where, like, the ending never really feels satisfying to me because there's no definitive way to permanently rid yourself of him, and regardless of what happens to him, they can always find a way to just be like, actually, it was the ambulance drive. We put his mask on him, so it's a different guy. He's back again. So
shoot him in the head.
Shoot him in the head.
Why didn't they shoot him in the head? Remember when they were all just watching him in the fire?
Yeah, I would have shot him in the head.
I would have shot him so many times.
Exactly.
I'm not really a fan of guns. I'm really not. But I would have shot that dude like 50 fucking times.
If you got him and he's Michael Myers, serial killer.
I would never stop shooting him.
Yeah, right. Even if he was like, you got me, I'm dead though.
Well, then no, I definitely... Because that's a trick, Mason. I would get in the ambulance with him and I'd just shoot him all the way to the morgue.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That's what we're
doing. And then you just keep shooting until, you know, your wife called and was like, you coming home? And you'd be like, morgue orderly, can you hold this and just keep shooting him for a bit? Just keep shooting him. And if his body can't, give me a call.
Yeah.
I don't want to be surprised. I don't want to be surprised if he comes up and he kills you.
Yeah.
And then he comes to my house again.
That's right. You know what? I'm going to put you on speaker.
Yes.
So I want to hear you shooting him as I'm having dinner with my family. Yeah. Anyway, good. It's happening. Maybe they can do some twists and stuff in this one.
Well, I mean, I guess the twist of the last one, did it seem to suggest that the evil of Michael Myers somehow ended up in one of the daughters? Is that what was happening? What happened there?
I think that might be a different movie.
Oh, no.
Or the same. I don't
know. No, I think it was that movie. I feel...
Which daughter?
Weren't they all escaping in the truck at the end?
The granddaughter?
Yes.
I don't know.
Didn't she have a bit of an evil twinkle in her eye?
Who knows?
All right.
Yes, let's say I would have shot her all the way to the morgue as well. Then I shoot them both just to be sure. But then am I the Michael Myers, you know? Is that what happens?
I guess so, yeah.
You start shooting everybody you think's the Michael Myers. It's you.
Yeah, except then you're Michael Myers with a gun, which is anything is more dangerous.
I didn't even need to be running.
Yeah.
Marvel had a big countdown this week, Mason.
Oh, so good.
Which for some reason started at the number 4.
Insanity.
We talked about it before the show. And we came to the conclusion is that they meant to start at 5 and they missed a day.
Yeah, they were like, here's the news, we're going to release it on this day, no matter what. The contract says we've got to release it on this day. And the intern was like, yeah, sure, we got that, I'll put 5 up today.
Yeah.
And then it got to like knockoff time. No, he woke up the next morning and he's like, oh no.
Yeah.
And so they were, but that's the thing, the only acceptable countdown times to start on are 10, 5, and 3.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. Nobody starts on 4.
That's right.
So basically,
or 1, because then it's over before you realize it's a countdown.
Unless you're threatening to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And you're like, once I get to 1, you're dead, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then they go, ooh, and you go, 1, bang! And you get
gotcha!
Michael Myers. But yeah, like, because, so what...
Oh, by the way, people thought it was including me, Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, because Marvel put up a tweet, and it was a picture of a 4 in webs, and people lost their minds because they were like, okay, well, this is the unproduced Sam Raimi Spider-Man 4 movie
in comic book form.
And people were like, is this some sort of Spider-Man Fantastic 4 team up?
See, I didn't think it was the Sam Raimi thing initially until Alex Ross, who did a lot of art for the Spider-Man movies, he does like the stuff in the credits. He posted an image on the same day of some of his art from those movies with the hashtag Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So is he working on this? I'm not even sure that he is.
Yeah, right.
So, but I still think that maybe there's a chance that this is coming.
Maybe,
and
yeah.
this isn't it. Huh. I mean, just make it. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Just knock out. Just get anybody to knock it out.
I should point out we're working on the Spider-Man trilogy for Caravan of Garbage. The first one is this week.
Yeah.
We're doing the trilogy.
That's right.
Got me jazzed for like,
me
and they're
too.
Not perfect, but you'd read the adaptation of this, right?
Yeah, I'd read that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
Anyway, sorry, go on.
What do we have? Is the script out there or is like the...
Elements of it is. There's some storyboards, there's some concept art. All the casting's pretty much confirmed and out there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anne Hathaway was going to be Black Cat, but then she ended up being... A cat
Catwoman.
In a different movie.
Yes,
okay. I think she's in the movie Cats as well.
Wow.
I don't know that's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, it turned out to be J.J. Abrams is writing a new Spider-Man comic with his son, Henry, which is, you know, good for them.
Sure.
But they just got heat for that. Like, that kid's like 20.
Why does it need a countdown?
It doesn't.
Like, if... Also, look, I could understand that if J.J. Abrams is commonly known for countdown somehow. Like, if every one of his movies had a countdown
it's
from
a bit of a
four,
mystery, though, isn't it, Mason?
From 4 till 1.
It's a mystery box.
Yeah, it is a mystery box. It absolutely is. If everything from Alias to Lost to, you know, Mission Impossible 3 had a countdown from 4 till 1 and then the big action set piece happened, I'd be like, well, that actually makes a lot of sense. But nothing of this needed a countdown.
Yeah.
Just release it on a day.
Agreed.
Unless he was like, well, I demand hype for this, so we've got to do a 4 till 1 countdown.
Yeah, and I demand to start at 4 because it's the half of the movie, the number from Super 8, which is 8. People will get it because it's a mystery box.
Yeah, for sure.
People will unravel that.
But that happened, if you remember, when they... did the first trailer, I think, for Cloverfield. Some other stuff came out at the same time.
Oh, that was unrelated?
Yeah, there was this online multiplayer game that came, there was this augmented reality game trailer for like an online role-playing game or something like that. And it came out at the same time, and there were mysterious videos and clues and a website or whatever. Whoa. And people were like, oh my God, this is all connected. Website. And it turned out it wasn't connected. It was just some dude's game.
Was it good?
I don't think so.
Yeah, cool. Good
Maybe
on him.
It was.
Mate.
Maybe it's still around.
What was it called?
I'll Google it right now.
Anyway, like, good on him. I mean, that's
yeah, good on him.
Good one.
Do we know anything about the plot? Is it a limited series?
I don't
series?
Believe so. No. I think it's just called Spider-Man, so it's not. It's probably, I think it's not linked to anything currently, or we don't really know the narrative. So there you go.
Yes.
Anyway,
there was a website called Ethan Haas Was Right, which was a viral marketing campaign to promote a role playing game called Alpha Omega: The Beginning and the End.
Cool, man.
The game received publicity online after it was erroneously connected with the J.J. Abrams film Cloverfield. The game consists of a series of flash puzzles, all concerning a giant sphere that changes shape as each one is solved.
A sphere changes shape.
Yeah.
To behind, what?
Behind the sphere, a city skyline at night is visible. As one completes the puzzles, the image progressively changes to that of a destroyed city.
That's a very happy coincidence for that game.
Isn't it, right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there was all these cryptic videos and whatever, and you got sent weird stuff anyway.
Good on that person.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody played that game.
I agree.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With that, Mason, it's very exciting because we've got a hot scoop this week. It's a real one. Often I just say whatever and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's right. And oftentimes the incorrect thing we say gets picked up by a real website.
Yeah.
And then when it turns out not to be true, get a lot of tweets about it.
We'll see, won't we? Because that thing's still coming.
The Matt Smith thing?
Yeah.
The Matt Smith is in...
Episode 9 and is the Emperor or whatever?
Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. That's what you said.
And then Luke...
That's what you said.
Yeah. And then Lucasfilm said and Disney were like, no, it isn't. But
they took him out of the cast list.
Well, they would do that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because they don't want us to be right.
It's a real J.J. Abrams situation,
it's a real
isn't it?
Ethan Haas was right situation. We're Ethan Haas in this situation,
yes.
You know?
This concerns The Matrix, and we've got a friend who's connected to the film industry in Australia.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, we shouldn't have said it was Keanu Reeves, because now people know.
Our friend is Keanu Reeves,
yes. But basically, a new Matrix series will begin filming in Australia with the Wachowskis. They're ramping up with crew and pre-production and things like concept art to kick things off.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's been talk of a new Matrix series for a while.
Yeah.
So this is what's happening. Apparently, this from this person, and this might just be speculation, that Warner Brothers weren't really interested in doing anything with the Wachowskis other than The Matrix, because their track record, even if you like the movies they've done since, financially, they've most of them have not been successful. All of them, maybe, have not been successful. So, yeah, so The Matrix is coming back for a series of films, potentially. I guess if the first one
for
is
sure.
successful.
Yeah.
I think they'll all be successful regardless, I'd
yeah,
imagine.
Right,
So this is the, if this is true, which I'd say it probably is, because our scoops are the hottest of scoops.
The hottest scoops there are.
Then this is the perfect time to bring back The Matrix.
Oh, because we're in the middle of the Reeves Renaissance.
Yeah, and by the time The Matrix rolls around, people will be sick of Keanu Reeves, so that lines up with
that's correct,
with
yes.
everything, yeah. how these things normally work. So, yeah, what do you think?
I think that's very cool, and I would like to see that. I think we've talked about it before. What would you rather it be? Would you rather it be a reboot, as it were, or a continuation?
I think you could do a reboot within the current universe.
I guess
but
you
a continuation.
Could, yeah.
I'm not interested in a reboot.
No, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Just bring back whoever's left in the cast. You can even bring back people who are dead. You know, you bring in new and younger characters. There was rumors of Michael B. Jordan. Everybody associated with that, I think, is alive and can come back, except for Tank, who was fired for on-set shenanigans or something.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But I'm not really sure the specifics of how that played out.
No, neither am
I. But they should bring back Tank if...
But I often think about it.
Me too!
Yeah,
I was reading an article about it the other day, and I'm like, is this guy hard done by? Or was he, like, genuinely, like, upsetting people? Because it's we don't... Like, there's talk about how... Like it was a pay dispute or he was threatening people and we don't really know. Anyway, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. R.I.P. Tank.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was replaced by the other guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the second Matrix, one of them was like, my brother Tank died off screen. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. he got eaten by a robot squid. It's very tragic. Bit him on the balls. He died.
So
very embarrassing for him.
Yeah. I do wonder how you bring back Keanu Reeves and make him do Kung Fu in a way that... isn't like, isn't he magic forever? Can't he do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a new version of the Matrix so he can't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you put him where he probably should have been in the first place, which is no longer a guy that has to karate people.
Yes, right.
You
yeah.
make him...
But then who's doing the karate? Morpheus, I guess.
Yeah, or a different guy.
Yeah. We saw that Patrick Willems movie.
We did, yeah.
Didn't we? And they talked. He kind of redid the Matrix sequels, and one of the ideas was that he gets put in a slightly different version of the Matrix, which he can't control, which is why he has to do Kung Fu, because a lot of the characters from the Matrix sequels apparently are from an earlier version.
Yeah, the Merovingian, and
yeah,
et cetera,
and a bunch
yeah.
of others, ones and so on and so
werewolves.
Forth. Yeah. And maybe Keanu Reeves doesn't know how to use his Kung Fu because the text writing goes up instead of down.
Exactly.
So he's like, I don't even... Yeah. And then he realizes that he can just put mirrors in his sunglasses and he's got
he's nailed it again. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Anyway, good stuff.
Anyway, that's the hottest scoop we have this week.
Yeah.
That being said, though, you have provided scant details there.
That's all I got. It's every bit of information that I've got. Yeah.
Well, it's just, I mean...
Oh, the last Matrix film's filmed in Australia as well. I should point that out.
Yeah, right.
Everybody
okay.
know that. Yeah.
Because, like, we definitely are getting some Matrix sequels of some kind at some point because it's a pre-existing property.
Yes.
And there are no more new ideas in Hollywood. That was the last new idea in 1999.
And Warner Brothers is pretty much... shanked every major property.
Exactly.
The Matrix has a plate.
What is in the, if you don't know, in the Warner Brothers offices, there's like there's the two key situation for emergencies only. And when you turn it and the door opens, it's just like the rights to a Matrix reboot.
Yeah,
and they take that out. That's the last thing they have.
Because they already opened the DC vault and the Harry Potter vault and the Godzilla vault.
Yes,
down
right.
to their last vault.
Yeah, right.
Good on him. Next bit of news, Mason. There's been a little bit of moving and shaking over at Lucasfilm, and you know what that means.
It's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars news, Mason.
Now, remind me again, when are they taking a break from Star Wars? It's soon, right?
After the end of this year.
Okay.
But there's also multiple ongoing series starting up, and then in 3 years from then, we'll be getting another trilogy and then another trilogy.
Okay, right.
And
good.
That, yeah. Good.
No. Okay. Somebody out there who is really up to date on all the various Star Wars timelines.
Steel Saunders is.
Yeah, that's true. Steel Saunders.
Yeah. But you want a fan of this show?
Yeah, for sure.
Not a shill is what
that's
you're saying.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do we talk about there's a video of that guy?
Which guy?
The guy on YouTube who's like who got real mad that he wasn't invited to Star Wars.
Oh yeah, Star I know Wars. Him. I met him, Christian Arloff. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's real mad.
Bit of an overreaction, yeah.
I was going to say. But if somebody could, like, draw a little timeline and put X's where there's going to be no Star Wars for some amount of time. Because I just want to, like, a time period Like maybe just a month where there's literally no Star Wars of any kind. That's
no
all
news,
I want.
No comics.
Yeah. There's got to be.
Since you're a kid, has it ever really gone away?
No, that's the genesis of the character, guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is. Because how did he miss it? It's unimaginable that he would not know what it is. That he would not see a reference to it every day of his life forever. Even if there was 2 months where there was no Star Wars and there was no Star Wars news on the horizon, I'd always be thinking about Star Wars.
That's true, exactly.
I'd be like, Star Wars is going to sneak up on me, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm not against Star Wars forever, because why not?
Yeah.
No, because you can just turn away
I'm against
some point.
The concept of something called Star Wars forever, though.
Who was I speaking to? I think it was Ben, or maybe Ben sent this on Twitter. You know, Ben the editor.
I know Ben.
And our Star Wars is trying to be Star Wars how Star Wars used to be. But Marvel is...
Which is what? Which is Star Wars every once in a while.
Yeah, or like the big thing in pop culture.
Yeah, right.
Like the biggest franchise. But Star Wars at the moment is Marvel. Marvel is Star Wars right now.
Yeah.
Like the way that Star Wars is big
in
like the 70s and 80s and a lot of the 90s.
Yeah.
Marvel is that now.
Now.
And in 20 years, everyone will hate all the new Marvel and whatever. Or love it and who knows. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Sure.
But this is what the kids are into now. Like Marvel's the thing, right?
Yep,
Marvel movies, even bad ones don't tank, or average
That's
ones
true,
don't
yeah.
tank, but Star Wars movies have proven that maybe they... Anyway, I don't care. Anyway, we've got news, Mason.
All right, I'm ready.
Lucasfilm president...
I avoided it as often as long as I could.
By talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy has named Michelle Rezwan as...
Rodriguez?
No, SWP of live action development and production for Lucasfilm. Basically, she's going to be overseeing all live action and properties, including television and movies.
Cool, man.
Which is huge. She's worked on Super 8, Into Darkness, The Force Awakens, The Rise of Skywalker. So it's a huge...
She'd know all about four-step countdowns then, wouldn't
no
she? If she worked on Super 8.
Doubt. Yeah, that's right. So she's it's a pretty big role to kind of step into to oversee all of these things. It's like a massive promotion. I wouldn't want to do it. Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, good on her. So, you know, we'll see how that bloody plans out. So she's worked on some good stuff.
Yep.
Except Into Darkness.
Yeah.
But that's not her fault.
You know what they do is they probably, if you want to be like the head of something in Star Wars, they put you in like a sealed, like, you know, one of those sensory deprivation tanks. Mm. And they just show you a screen and it's just randomly generated Twitter abuse at you for hours.
Yes.
And they open the tank and they're like, how do you feel? And if they're okay, they get to be the VP in charge of production or whatever.
Or even if they say bad, it's like, well, too bad.
Yeah.
Because this is your job.
We're paying you a lot. So
you're going to have to do it. Mm. Second last bit of news. The Kingsman movie, the prequel has been announced. The name of the movie will be The Kingsman
Servant.
Yes, that's right.
It's a Pennyworth prequel.
Oh, again, yeah. Finally.
It's coming. It's the prequel to the prequel to Gotham.
Excellent. Mm. That's four prequels deep.
I know, right?
That's what the countdown should have been.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the synopsis.
It's going to be... What if the four referred to... It was a four deep prequel to Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. What if that's what it was? So it wasn't about... It was about...
It's
Peter
the
Parker's
May spy film.
Yeah, no, it was Peter Parker's great grandparents who didn't really get up to anything.
Yeah,
but occasionally a spider wanders into shot, and people are like, "Oh my god, just like Spider Man, you know, just like Spider." It's a little nod to the head of people who really know this series. They know that
they'll lose
their great great grandchild is Peter Parker.
It's going to be bitten by a spider, not that spider, obviously.
Different spider, yeah. but maybe a descendant of this spider.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that for sure.
We're going to have to watch all the prequels leading up to know if that's the same spider family.
They're not going
to
produce them. This is very unpopular. Yes. We know. The fans know.
They know.
You don't know.
I wouldn't put it past Sony. So this is the Kingsman prequel synopsis. As a collection of the world's history's worst tyrants and criminals, masterminds gather to plot a war to wipe out millions. One man must race against time to stop them.
Interesting.
So I guess it's an origin for the Kingsman because he's the one. He's like, I'm just one King's man.
Yeah.
And they're like, what if you were many King's men?
And he's like, ooh.
All the King's horses indeed, he says.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Oh, totally tubular.
Oh, I've got a clockwork bag that shoots a spring that has a poison dart in it.
The clockwork bag, you say?
Yeah, it's got gears in it, Mason. All right. What, do you think there's not going to be a bag with gears in it? You're a fucking idiot if you don't think that's the case.
Just like a canvas sack? What is it?
Yeah.
What year is this
set in?
You
know, like Mary Poppins' bag?
Yeah.
But it's full of clockwork shit.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's probably got a really big camera that makes a lot of noise, and they're like, this is the latest in spy technology, and us being the modern-day audience
we
are like,
know.
Well, to them, that sounds really good, but for us, we
it's
know
pretty.
That
We've
everyone
got cameras
just on
in our phones.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't they even heard of Google Glasses?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So it's history. Do you think they're going to use historical villains?
Yes.
Do you think it's him versus Hitler or something?
I think it's a World War One one. Okay. So yeah, there's a bunch
so
of
Hitler's
bad.
Hitler's grandparents.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Or just Hitler, because he was also around then.
And when that character appears on screen, they'll be like, that's Hitler's grandparents.
You kidding me?
We don't know. We know. Not everybody knows, but we know that's Hitler's. Because he's going to have, you know, like how Howard Stark often looks, he'll have similar facial. He'll have like a mustache.
Yeah, sure.
Like, well, Tony Stark has that. And he also has that.
Thing, yeah.
So Hitler's going to have like the little Hitler's granddad is going to have the Hitler mustache, but it's slightly to the like two elements slightly to the side,
like left of center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or he's going to have like the Hitler mustache, but also big sideburns. So you know it's Hitler's granddad. Should we be laughing about Hitler's granddad? Probably not.
No, I just think that would be. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Or Hitler mustache,
yep.
Tony Stark beard.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's not good. Connected at the
yeah,
mustache
not connected
part.
At the mustache,
yeah,
yeah,
I can buy that.
Yeah.
Okay. I speak of Tony
or,
Stark.
Or, wait, I haven't finished one more.
All right.
Hitler mustache, Flavor Saver.
All the way down.
Yep. Yep.
Very good.
And all the way up. His eyebrows connected.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort that out.
Yeah. But he doesn't have any actual eyebrows. It's just the middle bit.
It's the middle bit.
Yeah.
Man, people are going to see this guy come, but how's he going to be disguised?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Avengers Endgame will be returning to cinemas because it wants to beat Avatar.
Yep, that's the reason.
Enough. And it will, off the back of this. It's going to be the same film, except there's some bonus credit stuff. There's a deleted scene, a tribute, which I assume is to Stan Lee.
Yeah.
And a few surprises, says Kevin Feige, which means probably a post-credits, I'd imagine.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, because they are going to bloody Comic-Con this year, so we're going to get that whole slate
of
movies released.
What do you think? Well, maybe you're throwing a gag reel, maybe something like that?
Maybe.
A lot of people want the guy from Ant-Man, whose name I cannot recall, Michael Peña, is that his name?
Yeah.
Recap the entire MCU in like 6 minutes.
Hasn't he done that
without
already?
Without a break.
Hasn't he done that already with Paul Rudd?
Did he?
I think he did do it.
Okay.
Didn't he sit down with him and do it? I think they did it at Comic-Con. Though. I don't know if they've released it.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably it.
And they got to the Incredible Hulk and they're like, oh, we didn't see it. They just skip it.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I reckon that's going to be it.
All right, then. It's Toy Story time.
Toy Story time.
Again, because it started in 95 when I was in primary school. Which is insane.
Yeah, right.
Okay. First of all,
I see it? Yes, I did. Toy Story 4.
Excellent. There's a video on my channel this week on a Toy Story sequel that was never made. They went a long way to making it.
Yeah.
And then without Pixar, and then it all, something changed.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I think it's a really interesting story. And
Toy Story.
Yes.
Mm.
It's the real Toy Story 3, sort of, that they didn't make.
Interesting.
It's on my channel. I'll link it below. But look, okay, this movie was expecting to hit $140 million in its opening weekend in the US, but it's going to hit a disappointing $120 to $125 million.
Boo.
Boo.
Wow.
That's still the third or fourth highest animated opening, depending on not whether it beats Shrek the Third's $121 million. So that's exciting, isn't it?
Really is, yeah.
It's been a pretty weak summer after Endgame. People are wondering why these blockbusters failing, like Men in Black, Godzilla, whatever. I mean, those aren't great movies, I think, might be part of it, or a lot of people don't think. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely think that Endgame just sucked the air out of everything. Like, people see their one movie.
Yeah, right.
And then they're like, I've seen a big movie.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely part of it, yeah.
Like, people literally hit their mark of like, we've been doing this for 11 years.
Yeah.
We're tired.
And that was in April or whenever that movie
came out.
Leave
us alone for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, but that's still, this is a massive opening, which is good because, you know, it's a good series. And I didn't think this would be anything but above average.
Me too.
But what did you think the story was?
Oh, no. Okay, so let me think. There's toys.
Yep.
And they're magical for some reason. So they're alive.
I don't know if they're magical. I guess they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe they got human guts in them.
Maybe. Well, at least your Toy Story 5. Toy Story 5, do they have human guts in them? And are they little guts Or are they just like bits of regular sized human guts? Like, does Woody have like a kidney in him?
You know? Poor kidney.
Yeah.
He's powered by a kidney.
Yeah. Right?
Well, he could fit a kidney in his head, a small one.
Maybe.
Like a child's kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway. So, the toys you love from all the other Toy Stories. Anyway, there was Bonnie now, because Toy Story 3 happened. You remember
that?
Yes. And then, but then, Bonnie goes to school.
Kindergarten.
And then she makes a little friend.
But Mason, it's good that you make friends when you go to kindergarten, isn't it?
No, James. I mean, she literally made a friend.
With human guts?
Yeah, with human guts. It's horrifying. This series takes a turn, let me tell you. But no, she makes a little toy out of a
fork. She's a little Michael Fassbender's robot from Alien, just making things out of human guts.
Yeah, just playing God and it comes to life.
Yeah, so, and then adventures ensue and old friends and lovers are reunited and carnivals and spooky antique shops.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is.
Okay, before we really...
It's a big scale, but it's also, like all the other Toy Story movies, a little bloody story.
Little scale. What's your relationship with the Toy Story films?
I have seen the first two.
You haven't seen the third one?
I don't think
obviously.
So. I don't think so.
They're all on Stan.
Then maybe I should watch three.
Yeah, I rewatched them all for this, having already seen them all.
Yeah.
So the first one when I was a kid. They're all great.
They are great.
They're all good in their different ways. I think the first one is still my favorite. There is some fucking cracking jokes in that film, man. Still to this day.
There's some cracking jokes in this one as well.
I agree.
Yeah. So when was the last time you watched any of the previous ones?
I watched them this week.
How does the animation compare? Like the modern one? This one compared
to the first
to, like,
one looks like
one.
Absolute junk. But you don't really notice.
Yeah, right.
Because you just... It is the first fully CGI movie.
Yeah.
But the characters, like the way they move and the personality and the voice acting, it's also dead on.
Yeah, right.
That you don't... It doesn't matter at all. Like you could release that now.
Yeah.
And it would still
it's
work.
It's a textures thing.
I think.
I think it's... I felt the same with The Incredibles too. I'm like for the most part, they're exactly the same. But like, they've just gone like, make those fabrics look really nice.
Yeah, right.
Make the hair look good.
Yeah.
You know, so...
You should absolutely watch 3. Okay. I think 3 is probably... 3 rehashes a lot of the plot of 2.
Uh-huh.
But the ending of 3
is
phenomenal.
Does Randy Newman do the music?
He does, absolutely.
Okay,
he's
back and forth as well.
He certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
He does a bloody good... I love the... Because I've been watching them a few times this week because I got my kid onto them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but in the first Toy Story, the song that he sings when Buzz Lightyear realizes he's a toy, and it's so sad, and then Buzz Lightyear has a moment where he's like, you know what? I can fly. I'm not a toy. I can do this.
Uh-huh.
And then he jumps and he falls, and then it's sad again, and it's just... brutal. It's just, it's almost like a metaphor for like, for life when you reach for a goal and just face plant.
Yeah.
Like it's, which a lot of these movies are.
When you realize you just do not have the aptitude and skill to do it, and you never will.
And you never
without severe body modification, you know?
That's right.
Because he can't fly.
No.
Unless they like tape a drone to him.
Yeah.
Which they didn't in any of the movies.
They tape a rocket to him.
Oh, yeah.
He can get a little bit of a boost from his wings.
Yeah.
He'll kick that open. That is still an amazing toy.
Yeah, right.
And ever since I've been a kid, I'm like, I should buy one of those.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's never left me that I'm like, I'm going to get one of these.
Would you buy a Woody and a Buzz?
No.
Like, really?
Just get a... no, I probably would.
Yeah, I feel like if
he doesn't stand up, he's just
fluffy.
No, I know
that, but you put him on a bookshelf. But I feel like if you're gonna buy it not to play with it, but it would be like... Okay,
I'd get it for my son.
Yeah,
that's what I'd do.
Both,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Which character does he like the most?
He likes Buzz, though he calls him Lightning Buzz.
Not his name.
Kids don't know, do
they? Not his name.
Yeah. So anyway, so you should watch them all again if you haven't recently.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 you haven't seen, which is great. But this is a really good film.
I agree.
And I thought entirely unnecessary, but Andrew Stanton, who's a big Pixar guy... He apparently was secretly working on this during the third one. Like, he kind of made this rough outline. So
he
even
kept
though,
stealing stuff from stealing the set stuff, of mate. 3.
Even though they were like, this is it, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ideas were still then. But it still feels like a movie that, because it's been 9 years since the last one.
Did you say this movie feels unnecessary?
No, I thought it would be unnecessary.
At the time. Yeah, same.
And I guess it is because you could end it at 3. But they find a way for the story to keep going in that what does a toy do when it doesn't really serve a purpose anymore?
Yeah, right.
Does it just throw itself into the garbage or, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, and the best movies do this and Toy Stories do this very well. There's a lot of like in kids' movies, I mean, there's parallels to real life with which adults can relate to and make them crushingly depressed.
Yeah, right.
And this, I feel, a big part of it is...
Woody
is a dad, exactly. Being a parent and your kid grows up and then they don't need you and then what do you do? Because that's a fear of mine, you know what I mean? When my kid grows up and then he never talks to me for no reason.
Exactly.
You know, like we do to our parents.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's not true. But, Yeah, did you caught some of that?
I get that. I get references and metaphors. I've picked up a few metaphors in my time.
Because if it was just like, oh no, one of them's been stolen again and they got to get their parts are missing and, there's another villain and the toys didn't get played with enough and that toy's evil or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's not, I mean, there's a bit of that, but...
Sure, yeah.
But it doesn't really go that way. Mm. Yeah. Woody is great.
I agree.
Tom Hanks is amazing in this role. Did he started recording this in, not this movie, but all of them in 91.
Yeah, right.
He recorded the first version of it and then they threw it out.
Yeah.
So he's been doing that character for this long.
He's had a full movie career and a full animated movie career.
Yeah.
Isn't that
exactly.
Wild?
Yeah. Insane. So I just his exasperation and it's all in the body language of the floppy doll. Like it's always been a great design.
But also I think if he just did like dry delivery of everything.
Mm.
And there are even like multi-million dollar movies where you get a name actor and it's just kind of like
too much Shark Tale?
I've never seen Shark Tale. But just
But
like,
are you talking about Shark Tale?
Yeah, absolutely I'm talking about Shark Tale, but and it's just like it's the paycheck and they go in and they whatever.
Yeah.
And they just say the lines. And like, there's a lot of care and attention.
Ewan McGregor is Valiant, the pigeon. You familiar with that one?
No.
He's a carrier pigeon during World War II.
Oh. How'd that go?
The Hawks were Nazis, maybe?
All right.
Have I got your attention?
Yes, you do.
Bad.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yeah. He's good.
Everyone's good.
Yeah, everyone is good.
I feel there are some characters that get sort of, you know, where this is the story of Tom. This is the story of Woody and Forky, who's the new character.
Mm.
And a lot of the other characters kind of get relegated to
the
cheer squad, really.
Which is a shame, but every movie they pick up more people. Like they picked up like Bullseye and Jesse in the second one.
Yeah.
And then they pick up a stack of Bonnie's toys in the last one.
Yeah, right.
And Mr. Potato Head, the actor.
Rickles.
Don Rickles is dead in real life, which is a shame because this is one of my favorite characters. They used stuff they had left over. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what they've got for this movie.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's just him going, oh, Woody.
Yeah.
my ear fell off or whatever.
Yeah, right, right.
But he's
there'd be a lot of archival audio of Don Rickles calling people chuckleheads. But I guess they couldn't use that.
Yeah, he is hilarious. He's so good. So it's kind of a shame. And I think it's a bit Buzz Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
We
would have sat here for hours if I hadn't said that. So
there's something that should go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what...
James, why aren't you talking?
Maybe I can fill it with Star Wars news until you think of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I feel like the Buzz Lightyear character, it's not his movie, though, is it?
No, really? For sure. Yeah. And does he have any more of an arc to
I think
him?
So. Without kind of getting too far into it. I feel like the Duke Kaboom character does the Buzz Lightyear thing.
That's true.
Which is...
He's kind of a good-natured idiot who... sort of believes in his toy programming, I guess.
To an extent.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And Keanu Reeves is good.
Yeah.
He does some funny, funny things.
Yeah. Although Buzz does have a B plot in this.
Yeah.
In which he...
They kind of dumb him down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this he sort of... He learns to rely on his inner voice, which is the button he pushes that tells him things. Mm. And it sort of leads him on it. Like he does whatever it tells him to do.
Yeah.
And then it sort of leads him on a journey.
Yeah.
To, you know, and eventually joins up with the other characters, which I enjoyed. I think that was a funny B plot. Not everything has to be kind of, again, sad and schmaltzy, which is not really for me.
Yeah. No, I can understand that. I think there's heart to that character, which could definitely be explored in another movie. Because the Toy Story 3 that they didn't make, that was going to be a Buzz movie where he gets shipped back to Thailand because he's broken. He's defective.
Oh, right, yeah.
But they'll never make it. They were not going to make it. But
and he meets RoboCop.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Well, pretty... Yeah, there's not a dissimilar thing from that. But, yeah, I'd like to see if they do another one, which I think this does leave it open to... It does open the door to more than just, like, kids and toys.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's a bigger universe.
It absolutely is, yeah.
Mm. I think Bo Peep is really good in this. I can't remember the name of the actor But she comes back. She's only in 1 and 2 because she disappears in 3.
Oh, right. Okay.
You find out that she's gone and they don't explain it.
Yeah.
And Woody's sad, but then he's kind of like, we got to keep being Andy's toys.
Gotta be, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Your dad's got to keep moving.
Yeah, it's pretty much,
fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she's really great.
Yeah.
And really, they make a really interesting character out of her and how far she's come.
That's true, yeah.
From being out on her own.
And we meet sort of her new crew.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
There's a joke with her new crew and the G.I. Joe's characters that she's with.
Uh-huh.
That is just so on point. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Tell me after, because I've probably forgotten.
Okay. No, I will. There's also new characters, obviously. There's the villain in Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Christina Hendricks.
It is Christina Hendricks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's got a weird dummies that she...
yes.
Ventriloquist dummies that kind of
sort of
flop around her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spooky stuff.
There's never been a non-horrifying ventriloquist dummy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That Woody was supposed to be one initially. That was the plan.
Oh, right.
It was going to be,
No kid would love that.
Don't do it.
except for a kid who's going to become a ventriloquist. Which
That's
is,
right. Exactly.
No.
But there's also Key and Peele who are quite funny as well as
for sure.
The new stuff.
As the kind of carnival prizes.
Yeah.
Who are tied together at the wrist.
Yeah. Plush Rush is quite good.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't see it in the trailer.
Oh, I didn't see it.
But it's good.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know. What else do you say? It looks amazing.
It looks amazing.
That cat looks so real. Like,
yeah.
They just film a real cat?
They just filmed a cat.
When are they going to make a live-action Toy Story movie, though? Do you know what I mean?
When
I
are they going to make
it? Live
when
action.
Are they going to make a Toy Story, but it's for men? You know, when's men's Toy Story coming out?
Boy's Story.
Boy's Story.
For men.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. When's it going to be International Men's Toy Story?
Yeah, absolutely. Men? I think the way this could have gone is like, well, they go back to Andy and Andy's got a kid and then they're Andy's kid's toys
right.
again.
Uh-huh,
which
yeah.
is fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't do
And also, I
like
feel
that.
that kind of, you know, they're all lovable characters and we think they're great and whatever.
It's depressing.
It's depressing, but it also kind of stretches credibility that a kid... that Andy's kids or, you know, whatever, are still going to enjoy, like, some old crap. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, they're lovable characters.
I mean, that Buzz Lightyear is still pretty good.
Still pretty sweet. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Spoilers?
Sure. I'm going to say best movie ever.
Me too.
I did not expect it to be... I thought it would be fine.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like, okay, it's another one. Great.
But it's...
The third... how good's a third sequel possibly going to be? But it's really, really solid,
absolutely.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so spoilers. The villain's not really a villain.
No.
Which I'm glad, because in the last two Toy Story movies, the villain is, nobody played with me enough, and so you can't be toys. I'm going to destroy you all. And kids will forget you, whatever.
Yeah,
which
right.
they will and do, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah. She's misunderstood. And she's had a rough trot.
Yeah.
So.
And I like that, because Woody ends up giving her his voice box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's like a massive sacrifice, and I think that's... Also, like life, you do give things up along the way, either like unintentionally or you intentionally give something away to somebody, whether that be a part of you or a limb, like a kidney.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a metaphor for the kidney that is inside Woody.
Yeah.
That he gives to it.
But you know, like there's a self-sacrifice that comes with getting older.
Yes,
you know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Whether or not you want to or not.
Yeah,
and
right,
I think this is a really good use of that metaphor.
That is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also thought the ending was really good, the way that, well, Woody leaves, obviously.
Yes.
And it felt like that's where he should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because Bonnie doesn't really need him.
Yeah.
There is that kind of...
He's learned to let go.
He's learned to let go because...
He's fooling himself to be like, Bonnie's always going to love Woody, the old cowboy crap from the 50s.
But I think he obviously... with a human kidney in his head.
Yeah, exactly, right.
But... Yeah, he always kind of knows because he's trying to rescue Forky because it's the right thing to do because he's also like, I don't have anything else.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because you hear about relationships where the kids move out and then the parents, like, they don't really know each other because their whole life was focused around their kids and then they've got no purpose anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
So in the Toy Story universe... Because after, you know, at the end they decide they're going to go on adventures together, Bo Peep and
they're going to have their own Toy Story.
So, oh my God, I just thought of that.
For men.
Good. so do the toys only collapse because a real person sees them?
No.
Can they not do that?
They choose to do it.
They choose to do it. That's
because
what
in the first one, it's the only time they really break that rule. They do it to Sid.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but they've not really done it since, I believe. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong.
It's probably why I can't remember it, yeah.
Do you know in this lot of the spin-offs, like not so much now, but they get Tom Hanks's brother to do the voice of Woody?
Tom Hanks's brother, Colin Hanks.
No, that's his son. Okay, whatever. No, that's the musician, Mason. But you know, in turn,
Tron Hanks.
Tron Hanks, very. What's his name? Is it Tim? I don't know.
It's Tron Hanks.
Tron Hanks.
He's a computer built replica of Tom Hanks that they get when Tom Hanks is not available.
He looks like Tom Hanks from the 80s.
Exactly. And he has all the skill of Tom Hanks, but occasionally he'll zap you with a laser and it'll send you in a computer world.
And he's in a neon suit.
Thank you.
Yes.
We've done all the Tron references.
We've done them all, yeah. But what was I going to say? Yeah, so do you remember that episode of Scrubs where they put together Turner and Hooch?
Yes.
The Hooch character. No, sorry, the Turner character is Tom Hanks' brother.
Oh, that's right, yes.
So, there you go. He looks like Tom Hanks, except he's bald. Like, that's the difference. Uh-huh. But that's Hollywood, mate. You keep your hair. That's how it goes.
Absolutely, that's right.
Anyway, where was I going with this? No, they don't. They choose to do it.
Okay, right.
Because it breaks the magic of the universe whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of, it must be frustrating. Like, you can't get anywhere because you're just constantly flopping on the ground and then a kid picks you up and throws you under a car or something.
Or
whatever,
yeah.
How can you even die in this universe? I guess you have to be shredded, right?
I guess so, yeah. Like, where's your brain?
I don't know.
Not in your head. It's not in your head because you've got a kidney in there, exactly, yeah.
I genuinely don't know. Yeah. Like, they don't need to explain the mechanics of the universe.
No, exactly. And also,
it's not a midichlorian situation.
And it's also like, the nagging question I have is like, well, surely other kids have created other toys in the past. What's happened to all of them? Or is this just a Bonnie thing?
I don't know.
Is Bonnie, but it doesn't matter also.
I guess it's part of, if a kid just believes it's a toy, it's a toy.
Yeah, right.
But then what does that mean? If you pick up a paperclip and go, this is my friend Terry.
Yeah.
Does that mean Terry?
It'll be like, do you want some help making your Word document? I can help you with formatting. Am I still a current reference? I don't even know.
Remember
the paperclip from Microsoft Word?
I need a kidney.
I'll poke it out of you. I'll unfold and poke you.
That's an action item for this week.
Does anybody the paperclip from Microsoft Word? Is he still around?
I don't know.
Does anybody just use Google Docs now?
Yeah, everybody does, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was like having Woody say goodbye to Buzz was, it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
They're mates, you know? And for a lot of those other people, they've been mates for even longer, like the Slinky Dog and whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was a really good kind of fitting goodbye. And it wasn't just like he's got to say goodbye to another kid. It's like, no, he's got his own things.
Kids are unimportant now.
That's right, exactly. They're not relevant.
Yeah.
You can buy that Ferrari.
Hey, Bonnie, you don't care about me? Well, I don't care about you more.
That's right.
Enjoy your dumb fork.
Forky's not going to last.
No. No, I don't want to see that scene.
Definitely not.
Mm.
That's it.
Cool. It's cool, good. Man.
I got some reviews here.
I'm ready.
It's from David Kamala Harris 2020.
Oh, yeah.
That's just from me.
that's your hot recommendation.
That's why, yeah. David Kamala Harris, 2020 McDonald. I just saw Toy Story. Just saw Toy Story 4. So good. Cried a lot, laughed a lot, and I enjoyed that there wasn't a real villain. Best movie ever. Pronounceable name says, Toy Story 4 only needed to be made as a gift to Woody. In three movies, the greatest good for him to uphold is being there for a kid. Now that he can't do that anymore, they decided, let's make him happy being with his lost toy. That's lost toy with his girlfriend. Frothy Solution says, I hate to be that
great
guy.
Name. That's the best name so far.
I hate to be that guy. Whenever someone says they hate to be that guy,
I will say,
guess what? You're that guy. You don't hate it. You're doing it.
You're loving every minute of it.
Anyway, but we had a perfect wrap up with the franchise with Toy Story 3. Toy Story 4, I'll put it this way. They could easily make Toy Story 5. It was a good movie, even expands the universe, but it's not a franchise capper. I don't think it is. It doesn't. It's not like a...
Uh-huh.
Also, the toys can email each other. They'd figure that out in three.
Yeah, good point.
So,
yeah, I think I'd
keep in touch.
Yeah, they could like steal somebody's credit card details and put themselves in a box and then UPS them to like the other kid's house or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
So many solutions.
Contents, kids' toys.
That's right.
And kidneys. Rush service, keep refrigerated, contains kidneys.
Old Greg says, I was very skeptical when Toy Story 4 was announced. I thought 3 ended perfectly, but I just got out of 4 and it was great. I really cry in movies, but I couldn't help myself when Gabby found her lost kid. Also, Keanu Peele. Huh?
Kidney?
Kidney.
He found a lost kidney.
Very good. Also, Keanu Peele were hilarious. Yep, that's it. Good stuff. Another one in 14 years.
What's the running gag you're referring to with the army men?
Okay, is it a spoiler? The high five. It's not a running gag. It happens twice.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good...
It's got a big laugh in my cinema.
Yes.
Yeah, I made sure of it.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, that's funny, everybody. You should rewind it, I said. Maybe
everybody
people didn't get it. Yeah.
Don't you know who I am on a podcast? Rewind the movie.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
Yeah.
Then the theme song comes in.
Absolutely.
Or maybe it already did. I don't know.
I'm doing the theme.
What are we reading today? You might want to make me sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
So we'd say, what are we reading, what are we going to read, and then you put the theme song in, and then I'd be like, and then the theme song goes here.
And then this all happens.
Then I'd be a real dumbass.
I guess we'll see what happens, won't we?
We sure will.
What are you reading or going to read?
I think I'm going to watch Neon Genesis Evangelion, which is on Netflix now. It's redubbed, apparently.
Okay.
I wouldn't notice.
About time, I say.
Didn't like that old dubbing? Have you not? You've not seen it, I don't think.
Let me just say, Mason, yes. About time.
Is this a new version of your character, Guy Who Knows Everything About Ultraman, except it's Guy Who Knows Everything just About
Anime.
It's Guy Who Knows Everything About Anime. No, I love him. What's your stance on subs versus dubs?
Mate, it depends on, obviously, the era that it's from.
Nice, good, great.
Yeah, look, and there's good examples of both.
Yeah.
This new dub of Evangelion.
Yes.
Which I think, as I said earlier,
yep.
That's what
about
I prefer.
About time. Yeah. It's about time for that.
But if you want to get, fanatic about it.
Mm. And you would, because you're the guy who knows everything about anime. Yeah.
Subs all day, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's nailed it.
Anyway, you are going to watch it. How many episodes are there? I know, but how many do you think there are?
He reached the limit of his knowledge, but he got it all right somehow. How many episodes is there?
Yeah.
There's 35 or something?
Is that all?
I can check. I'll check.
I just remember it feeling like more because it's such a rich narrative.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
And this is also the retelling. Is that right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You're going to be this guy.
Which anime do you think it is?
Yes.
Where they say, don't watch the original one. Watch like...
There's 26 episodes.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to have to
rewatch
this.
Yeah, nice. Well, Evangelion ended, and then a lot of people were up, like a lot of fans were upset with the ending. So they did an additional thing called the end of Evangelion, which is basically like, oh, this is how you want it to end, huh? Well, this is how it is going to end.
Oh.
And it's basically it.
It's the Reddit version.
Yeah, well, depending on
all the women are edited out.
Depending on the interpretation of it, it's basically like, hey, guess what? You're the main character, and the main character sucks. That's the interpretation, basically.
I love that. Speaking of main characters, but the main character sucks.
Yes.
Frank Miller's Superman Year One came out last
week. Oh, tell me about it.
It's bad. It's really not really bad.
Uh-huh. Because they've been doing a lot of Year Ones recently, I think.
Yeah, but this is like the Dark Knight universe. But it's Superman when he's at school.
Wait, when you say the Dark, you mean like the Nolan Dark Knight?
Sorry, the Dark Knight Returns universe.
Oh,
Superman.
I see. So
I assume.
So it's the Frank Miller DC universe,
yes.
Where everybody's insane.
Yeah, and the art's good.
Yeah, right.
Because he doesn't
Frank
draw
Miller's
anymore.
Frank Miller's not doing it anymore. Yeah.
I mean, Frank Miller was an artist.
Yeah.
Like, he did some good art.
He
doesn't really draw anymore, I believe. Yeah, okay. I don't think he's...
But I think, he's had different... He's had a lot of different styles.
Opinions.
He's had a lot of different opinions. When he did Daredevil, he was fairly kind of standard issue as an illustrator. And then when he moved to Sin City, people were like, oh, that's a really novel use of his skill set.
And when he did 300, people were like, this guy can really draw dongs.
Exactly, yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Where can he go from here? Probably nowhere. This is the best he's ever done. And then sort of with, the later Dark Knight stuff, he kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are like, I like how weird and stylized that is, but...
No, because it's incomprehensible, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Sure.
But it's mostly incomprehensible.
You get it because you've seen Batman before and you can extrapolate what Batman would look like if the man drawing Batman was insane.
Exactly,
yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, anyway, so it's this first issue, I think there's going to be three or four. I don't know. But it's quite long and it's basically Superman in high school. And everybody seems to know that there's something up with Clark Kent and maybe he has amazing powers. Like, it's kind of known.
Huh.
And they're like, what are you up to now, Clark? Anyway, there's this group of bullies that terrorize everybody, including the teachers, and nobody stops them. And also, the narration, or whatever it's called, it might be Superman as it's happening, or it might be a guy thinking back who's not Superman, because it keeps changing tense.
Oh, I see, right.
So it's I don't know whether it's intentional. It seems like a mistake.
Is that right?
Yeah. But Superman...
But does it make more sense if you just imagine it's just Frank Miller saying it?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
and
right.
It's not an incomprehensible story. Like, it makes sense. Uh-huh. It's very clear.
Yeah.
And so Superman, or Clark Kent's like, no, I could easily beat up these bullies, but... should I really? And then there's a moment where he gets in a fight.
I did.
Yeah.
In the future where I'm narrating this.
So he ends up like getting in a fight and he just kind of shoves him and it's an easy fight for him. And his dad's like, you shouldn't fight and don't do it. And he's like, but I could have been Superman. And they're like, well, there's other solutions. And when you finish school, you should travel the world. And he's like, I will. And I'm going to do it better. And then later in the comic, he just beats him up again anyway. And I'm like, what's the message here? And there's like...
don't listen to your dad. That's the lesson.
There's an attempted rape on Lana Lang. Like, it takes a turn that way. It's just... it's tonally all over the place.
Right.
The characterization of Superman and Clark Kent and Smallville and bullies and women and dialogue and flashbacks and narration and how it connects to the Dark Knight universe. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be.
He probably got script.
You should read it.
Yeah, okay, sure, I will. What is it, $3.99?
That might be a bit more.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Did he get some sort of script supervision from Alison Mack, the Smallville actor who joined the sex cult or whatever?
Entirely possible.
Yeah, right, maybe.
Yeah, so it's... I definitely can't recommend it, but it's interesting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up Alison Mack, see what she's up to recently.
Jail, I believe.
Oh, it's probably jail.
Yeah.
Soon find out, won't we?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
I know. I'm excited.
Okay, all right. pleaded guilty to racketeering charges in April 2019. Currently awaiting sentencing.
Great.
Yeah.
Not in jail at the moment?
Legal issues. Let's check the legal issues tab.
Here we go.
She's in 2018, April 2018, she was released on a $5 million bond and held under house arrest under the custody of her parents in California.
Holy
fate worse than death.
Shit, $5
million. I think she's still under house arrest.
Why did she do this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a big cult thing, Cults, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm distrusting of
cults.
Literally everything and everyone.
All right, because you're afraid you'll be
converted into a cult. Yeah, I turn around and I'm like, am I in a cult? Is Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Group a cult?
Yeah. Well, you'll never know till you sign up. Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Official on Facebook.
Come on down.
Come on down. Should we do letters now?
I think we should.
Let's do letters. Letters theme.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
This is from Always 420.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
oh,
bro.
Sorry. If you do want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter.
Hashtag.
Or... nice.
That's a little thing for everyday 420.
Bongs. I also know everything about weed and smoking marijuana.
Well, you would because you're the guy who knows everything about anime, so of course you know everything about weed too.
You can vape it. You can hotbox a car or a tent.
It's a tent.
Yeah, oh, man.
It's pretty cool that you know those things.
So, Always 420 says, oh, sorry, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, and Mason will read your emails.
Yes.
It says, what are your thoughts on a live-action Spider-Verse movie with Maguire, Holland, and Garfield? Tom Holland said this week that he would love to do that.
Yeah.
I think we've said this before, but yes, please, and forever. You?
I would love to see that.
Have we talked about this before and enough?
I think we've talked about it before. We should talk about it more.
Okay. Well, that opens up the multiverse.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What do you would you?
No, multiverse is open. I should say. Yeah.
Would you see? That's the thing. Who would Garfield do it?
Yeah.
Did
the
you
cat
reckon?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Voiced by Bill Murray.
Yeah. Lure him with a lasagna. Yeah. Do it. You better believe it.
Do you reckon if a cat ate a whole lasagna, it would die?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Wait, is the cat Garfield?
I mean, yeah.
Then no. No.
Because it hasn't.
Yeah, for sure. He's eaten so many lasagnas.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Would you have Tom Holland, current day, meet Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in their prime, like at the time of Spider-Man 3?
I think
3?
It would be modern day.
Modern day, okay, yeah. Right.
Right?
So, well,
move it along?
Look, I think if we're going to do like into the... I think people they'd probably want to do it like into the Spider-Verse. So they'd be like, okay, well... Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man now. Like, what's he up to in 2019
yes.
kind of thing? Yeah, right.
Because he's like 43 now.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But he looks like he could still be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He could still do it. And obviously, the other guy could, because he's also
Great hair.
Great hair. He's still got it. Hair. You could bring that to a whole
yes.
new... But, you know, I'd imagine it'd be like when all the Doctor Who's team up and they each have their own skills and then they all go, good job, everybody, and they go back to their universes or whatever.
And then have a lot of discussion about why Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's the only one with organic web shooters.
That's a really good point. They'd have to bring that up.
They really would.
And
they'd be like, one of them would be like, yeah, I designed these web shooters. Yeah, Tony Stark helped me build a new version of my web shooters. What's going on here? What can you do that? It's weird.
Don't look at it.
Don't look into the eye of it. Don't look into the eye of my wrists. It's a yucko.
And I'd imagine Andrew Garfield would beg for one of the Gwen Stacy's to jump over into his universe. The one I think is like 15. So not that one. The Dallas Howard version.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you got, Mason?
This is an email from Rob Brodeur.
Okay.
The subject line says, if Marvel do a Bandersnatch style show, it should be She-Hulk. And the body of the email says, yup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, I agree.
Because right? that's your breaking the fourth wall kind of character.
Totally.
That's a character who is aware that she is a fictional character for the most part.
Mm.
And everybody around her thinks she's insane.
Yes.
And that would also get around. Like a lot of people, I think, want it to be a Daredevil. Not Daredevil. Deadpool.
Yeah.
Kind of. And don't overuse Deadpool.
No.
Bring in a new character. Bring in She-Hulk.
Why not? Yeah. Deadpool lives in his own space.
He lives in his own space.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, right.
You get totally meta with it. Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess because She-Hulk's the way you can get meta, but she's different from Dead Hulk. From the Dead Hulk.
Speaking of Dead Hulk, you're still enjoying Immortal Hulk?
I am not up to date.
It's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's good stuff. A lot of people have picked that up on our recommendation, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, because She-Hulk, you know, she's Deadpool, but without the dick jokes, and she's a lawyer. So it's a different...
It's true,
a different thing.
I mean, she could still do dick jokes,
I bet she could, yeah. This is from the uneducated film geek Love Swamp Thing, brackets TV. If you were to revive a cancelled movie or video game project, what would it be? Star Wars, obviously. I'll do Star Wars 10. After Star Wars 9, I'll launch straight into it. It would just be the next month.
The next... Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Would it be finished in a month?
I don't care.
No,
that's not my problem.
Whatever they have. I want a fresh new one. What got cancelled before its time?
Not even cancelled. You could just bring back something that's finished.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, say you want a Bug's Life 2.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, absolutely not. Okay.
Ants 2.
Then yes, absolutely. Yeah. Ants versus Bug's Life.
Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice. Dawn of Pesticide. Yes. Look out, that's the real villain. It's Pesticide. Okay, something old. Something new.
Mm.
Something borrowed, something blue. Cancelled before its time. What would I have loved?
Would you bring back Buffy? I mean, that is coming back maybe anyway.
I probably wouldn't bring back Buffy.
Firefly.
No.
That's the thing that people always say.
They always say bring back Firefly.
Bring it back.
I think Firefly works better because you can imagine all the adventures they went on.
Or read the comics.
Read the comics that are the continuation of the adventures that they went on.
Yeah.
Also,
like three of them are dead or whatever.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. I don't know, there's a bunch of stuff always arrives on Netflix and you look at it and you go, 2015, one season.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that it's like, man, I would love to see even one more season of that.
Sure. You
know? I can't think of anything right now, though. Give me 2 minutes.
I can think of one.
What's that?
For video games, I would bring back Prince of Persia.
Is that not coming back?
Not the last one they did. Well, they were going to, because Assassin's Creed was originally supposed to be a spin-off of Prince of Persia.
Yep.
Where he plays an assassin in the Prince of Persia universe, but then ended up becoming its own franchise.
Oh, I see, right.
And the last one they did came out at the same time as the movie, but it was an in-betweenquel between The Sands of Time and Warrior Within.
Yeah, right.
And it was good. I still enjoyed it because I like all those games. So basically the mechanics of like those games, but in a, I don't care if it's a reboot or whatever, but because they did reboot it as well with, it was cel shaded and they changed the prints and whatever. I did not enjoy the combat mechanics. I didn't like it. But anyway, I love Prince of Persia. I love the Sands of Time trilogy.
Yes.
Sorry, quadrilogy, because there is a fourth one technically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I would love to see it return.
I love it.
Yeah.
I can't think of a gosh darn thing.
Mm, maybe we can come back to this next week.
If anybody has any suggestions, let us know for next week, because I would love to hear about
that.
If
you've got a suggestion, yes or no, do you?
do you have a suggestion? Do you have a suggestion?
No. We want specifics, though, yeah. I think, yeah. I would like to bring back Charlie Brooker's End of Year White that he doesn't do anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's too big for that now.
Yeah, I think he's too good. I think he's on Netflix. He's making Netflix shows.
He thinks he's better than us.
Better than the BBC.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
No one's better than the BBC. No one's better than Auntie Beeb or whatever it's called. Whatever that thing's called.
Whatever that thing is called.
It's got to be something, but I can't remember. I can't think of a bloody thing.
I could do another letter if you want.
Yeah, do another letter.
Bruce Lanning says, there's a lot of talk about Keanu Reeves playing a Marvel character. Who could he play? Did you see that this week? Kevin Feige said they approach him like every time.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to do anything in this movie? Not really? Okay, then. Man. Cool.
Would it be weird to see him? I don't think so.
No.
Because you can bring in famous people.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can... But he's kind of distractingly famous though now, isn't he?
Yeah, so maybe not a lead role.
Yeah.
I was thinking, how about this? This would work for him. Powerful, aloof, bald, Silver Surfer.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
That's pretty good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because he did aloof and alien in there's a big robot coming to Earth and it's going to kill everybody.
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
You saw that one, didn't you?
Yeah. And it's also Keanu Reeves a little bit against type because normally he's like, whoa. But now he'd be like, I've seen it all because I'm cosmic. Cosmic powers.
But I'll give you one. Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah. Or maybe he'd be like, I've got unbelievable cosmic powers and I can do anything. And they're like, but do you believe in love? And he'd be like, whoa.
Or he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a family.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And the love of my life.
Yeah.
And they erased his memory.
Did they?
Yeah, that's how these ways... Okay. That's why the way is...
I thought...
He got it back.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about Mr. Fantastic?
I don't like that at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember there was rumors he was going to be Plastic Man in the Wachowskis?
Yeah. Okay, Plastic Man.
And I guess you could throw him in as the Eternals as whatever one of them.
Yeah.
But any of them.
Hannibal. I would have liked to see another season of Hannibal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end, spoiler alert for Hannibal, skip ahead 20 seconds, Hannibal falls off a cliff with the main cop, doesn't he?
Yeah.
After killing the Red Dragon.
Yeah.
In an axe fight.
And we know the way it's going to go. It's essentially going to be the Silence of the Lambs and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to see it with those characters.
Yeah.
That would be nice. But that got... That's amazing that series even existed because it was really horrific and it was on a network in America.
Yes.
So
good food prep in it.
Yes.
It's like the chef of eating people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Any other questions or do you want to skip ahead?
Let's have one more.
To the end of the show.
This is Ross Lawhead. Hi, chaps.
Hey.
That's us. What length of comic story do you generally enjoy reading most? Single issue, 6-issue arc, 12-issue maxi series, 52-issue epic? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever's good. I do kind of like the 52, not 52, like, you know, like the one shots that are a little bit longer. They're like 40, 50 pages.
Yeah, right.
And they tell like a self-contained thing.
Yeah.
And there's no like, you know, that's not like, and next week.
Yeah, right. I think they're okay, but...
I mean, when they're good.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like there's, just as a sit down and read something, I feel that's not enough.
Okay.
That's not enough reading for
me. Sure, so you want a graphic novel.
I reckon a 12-issue series.
Okay.
I think I've gotten used to your Mr. Miracles, your The Vision.
You want them all at once, though. You don't want to read them week to week or month to month.
I think I would rather read them all in one go.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Or maybe like two sittings or whatever.
Sure.
But that's a good solid length. I think because for a long time it was like... The series, it just goes on forever. The series, it just never ends.
Yeah.
And then they were like... Then, like, I guess the big two were like... If we compact everything into 6 issues, we can sell them as trades.
Yes.
And again, that's not enough reading.
And story arcs sell better when it's like, saga, and now it's this saga or whatever.
I reckon 12's good, a good solid,
okay.
good solid length.
Sometimes I look
Watchmen
at
Watchmen is kind of the classic. Of
yeah,
that,
right.
Think, you know,
is so. That 12?
That's 12.
I knew that because it's an anime. So,
Oh no. You have crossed the line. Who's going to be more mad at you, anime fans or Alan Moore fans?
Let's find out.
Who are you more mad at him? Are you more mad at him or not? Yes or no? Alan Moore fans, anime fans, yes or no?
So, what was I going to say? Sometimes I look at like a comic run. Like I'm really behind on Saga.
Yeah.
I'm like 50, maybe 100 behind. And I'm like, oh, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And also, I'm not like sometimes when I'm in the middle of a series and then I'm also far behind because then I'm like, do I start again?
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. And sometimes when you want to recommend something to people, I think it's also really good to be like, if you can literally hand it to them and go, read this.
Exactly.
Not like, you should read Saga. Where should I start? The first
Saga.
It looks like there's 12 volumes out. And you're like, well, you have to read all of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
And why haven't you?
You'll definitely be hooked, but maybe you won't be hooked and I've wasted your time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the show, though?
I think that's the whole show.
Great.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's a bloody treat.
It really is.
Get back to us with those
not
things.
Not a treat for them. It's a treat for us.
It's a treat for us.
It's a real treat that you tuned in.
It's a real treat.
And you're welcome.
The two idiots just know they have an audience for this for some reason, for their idiocy.
I love it.
It's really good. You're holding a memory card in your hand.
Yeah.
Is it the memory card that you've taken out of the...
It's a different board? Memory card.
That's amazing. A relief.
This holds our Lion King episode for Caravan of Garbage.
Oh, my goodness.
I think people are going to like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say we have different opinions of that movie.
We both have opinions, though, don't we?
We sure do.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Mm. Thank you for telling a friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us a nice review. People do it, and it's lovely.
Speaking of reviews, I got one here from Five Kiov. The subject heading is A Thing. This is an iTunes review. You can just do it on your phone as well, apparently. Ooh. Now. Yeah. A great podcast where you get good information in a hilarious way. Notice I didn't say great, and I appreciate that. love the tangents they get stuck in. It is really what makes the podcast. We don't mean to get stuck in so many tangents. I often try to get out of them.
Do you?
Sometimes.
That's good information for me to know.
You know what I mean?
Don't like being in tangents, hey?
You don't want to be in a tangent for too long.
That reminds me of a little friend of mine.
Yeah?
A simple carpenter's son.
Darren, your mate Darren?
Yeah, it's my mate Darren.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Cool. I was going to say you.
My dad's not a carpenter, but...
Dan, your brother's kids.
Yes. He's not a carpenter anymore.
He? Yeah, he was.
Well, he was,
he
but was he's many a firefighter years ago. Now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, what do you want to say about my brother?
He's all right.
Great tangent.
Yeah, it's a good tangent,
that's
right?
That's the kind of tangent you can expect. That's a five-star review tangent right there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Reviews help.
Yeah.
What else, Mason?
You can, if you want to say hi, weeklyplanetpod at Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp.
And live shows.
Yes, that's right.
Links below, yeah.
It's and at planetbroadcasting.com.
Yeah.
There. You can see all the shows on the Planet Broadcasting Network. You can sign up to the newsletter by the great Rob Collings.
Yes.
He is The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
He is.
And at Raw Collings as well.
It's two things.
Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and Nick Maso, M-A-S-E-A-U on Instagram. You'll Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
Across all platforms.
If you want to support the show, and we would very much appreciate that, because we've got many kids to feed.
Yep.
At the park. I'm thinking of ducks.
And don't feed them bread,
don't
right?
Don't feed them bread.
You tell me that.
Yeah, rice. You can feed them rice. You can feed them bird seed because they are, in fact, birds. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, no kids could eat bird seed. So I keep going.
Raw or uncooked. It's up to you.
Okay.
You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck. We would appreciate that
very much.
Mm. Keeps the bloody lights on in here and the heater, which is nice because we're both wearing puffy jackets.
Yeah. Oop.
Also, you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click through on that. Buy anything you wish, anything you'd normally be buying. We get a little kickback.
We'll take it.
We're going to bring back weird things that you purchase.
We definitely
Because we see them all also.
Do we?
I think so.
What's the login for that?
I can't remember. That's why we haven't done it in a while. We forgot what the login is.
Figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, if you do that through our link, we get a little kickback.
Yes,
we appreciate that as well.
Yeah.
We got some t-shirts on TeePublic.com. We would love to see some of those at the live show, I think.
Yeah.
Or is that weird? Is it like when you go to see a band and you're wearing the band's t-shirt? It's like,
I'll never do that. It's pathetic. No, that's not. It's nice. But you don't feel pressured that you have to buy a t-shirt.
No, absolutely.
Do whatever you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, follow-up question.
Yeah.
Not for you, but for the listener.
Okay.
Would anybody like a Planet Broadcasting or Weekly Planet Cup?
What did you see? Because you looked into that or going to look
we
into
that. We
can
get it made, I reckon.
In 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how society operates.
We'll find out, won't we?
But yeah, well, you will, because I'm not looking into
it. No, it's exactly right. Yes, exactly. I think people would like them. And
we're
talking about
And if not, we could sell them. If we can't sell them on the day, we could sell them.
On the way.
No,
to hell.
The website.
Which is where we're going.
In a cart?
Yeah.
We're in a cart selling keep cups on the way to hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be on the keep cup.
Us pushing a cart full of keep cups.
With our logo on them, with a picture of us going to hell on them. Okay. And we're going to hell. Yes.
Great.
Yes. We're having a great time because we're listening to the Weekly Planet podcast.
That's right.
I've lost our place. What are we doing? Oh, yeah.
I don't know where we were.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. That's the show, I reckon.
Show this week.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is next week. It's pre-Spider-Man. He's in Europe. So I don't know. We'll do something, won't we?
We could talk about endless Mysterio theories.
Yeah, okay. Mm. We can do that.
Mysterio.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
it's a bit shorter than normal, but like there'd be like an ad, which would make it a little bit longer, which would make it about the regular length.
Do we count ads as content?
Well, it counts to the overall time.
I guess it
so
does.
So people write in and they're like, it's a little bit shorter this week. We didn't do an ad. That's why. I mean, we did do an ad because we did a live shop. Forget it. Let's just...
Should we do an ad just for Alta? Just for funsies?
Fine, let's do it. People do that on Instagram. They do like fake sponsored posts to make them seem like they're more important.
Huh.
As content creators.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's very cool. Anyway, Mac Weldon, Movement Watches, Casper Mattresses.
Whatever you want.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
Yeah,
what else are we doing?
They're getting all this for free.
Yeah, that's right, they are.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Harry's Roses.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.